Good morning, Amherst Island. So as Brian mentioned, once again, I bring you some updates in respect of our current situation here on Amherst Island within Loyalist Township and the larger public health region of Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington. As of this morning, there are 47 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in KFLNA. This is quite a sharp and noticeable incline, but there are a few important things to note about it. The first is that this is in part a biased sample in that it reflects a targeted testing level designed to limit the spread of the virus. In part, the reason for such targeted testing is because a consistent pattern has been identified among positive cases in our region. That pattern is that, sadly, individuals are not abiding by physical distancing guidelines. A significant number of positive cases in our region are linked to transmission via social gatherings, such as dinner parties. This should leave absolutely no one in any doubt that physical distancing rules are vital, because to ignore them is to put yourself and others at serious risk. If anyone is confused or unsure about what those guidelines are, they should consult the KFLNA Public Health website. Generally speaking, public health is confident in the current measures being taken. Between the two assessment centers within KFLNA, in Kingston and Napanee, respectively, there are some 50 people being processed daily, and around half of those qualify for testing. Currently, only one person from our region has been hospitalized due to the virus, and that case itself represents an optimal function of the current system, as the individual had returned from abroad, became unwell, sought medical help and advice, isolated themselves, experienced increased symptoms, and then returned to an assessment center, was tested, received positive results, and was transferred to Kingston Health Sciences Center. KFLNA Public Health has also been coordinating with healthcare partners to increase their capacity during this time, such that our region can deal with a larger number of positive cases that may require hospitalization going forward. I know some residents are concerned about the eventuality of the virus reaching our Amherst Island, and I have inquired what, if anything, the AI public would know. What is important to be aware of is that KFLNA Public Health closely monitor all patients who have tested positive. Public Health is in daily communication with these individuals to monitor their health, but also to ensure that they are maintaining isolation. And in many cases, public health is also monitoring their extended relations and or those who may have been exposed. So even though, for instance, there are currently 47 positive cases, KFLNA is monitoring over 100 people daily. Anyone who is at risk of contracting the virus through exposure to a person who has tested positive will be personally notified by public health and required to isolate. This means that those who need to know will know. In the meantime, it's very important for everyone's personal privacy and safety that residents trust the relevant public authorities to monitor and enforce distancing and isolation guidelines. If, however, there are concerns about people being put at risk, residents are encouraged to contact public health, who will take the appropriate action. At this moment, municipal partners in KFLNA are being asked to openly discourage seasonal residents from visiting their properties during this time. Unfortunately, many urban dwellers have been coming to their seasonal residences, and many have been observed engaging in social activities there, which flout physical distancing guidelines. Our region has limited critical care capacity, and seasonal residents risk adding substantial burden to that capacity should they require hospitalization. For all these and other reasons, seasonal residents are being asked at this time to remain in their place of principal residence. And public health has further solicited the help of municipal partners to call on the provincial government to issue an intra-provincial travel ban, as is currently in place in the neighboring province of Quebec. Obviously, we have many friends here on Amherst Island who are seasonal residents. In fact, our island population increases substantially during cottage season. But I would personally ask that we all do our part to express our love and affection for these friends, who are an important and vital part of island life, but encourage them, for now, not to visit us. In terms of when we look outside our region, critical care is being majorly stretched in other parts of the province, again highlighting the continued need for isolation and physical distancing. Now is the time to double down on our personal measures to keep our distance and restrict all entry into public spaces, to critically essential tasks. Those tasks should revolve around essential supplies, such as groceries. Citizens are encouraged, for instance, to have one person per household visit a grocery store, and preferably one and not several stores, and preferably once a week, if not longer between intervals. Citizens should think to plan carefully in advance what trips they need to take to town to ensure the minimum number of trips. Here at home in Loyalist Township, there are a few things to note. The first is that all public boat launches have been closed at this time, as part of an emergency order under the Emergency Measures and Civil Protection Act to close all public recreational facilities and amenities. Information can be found about this particular announcement on the township website. Also of note, there will be a special meeting of council convened on the 14th of April, which is the Tuesday following Easter, at 7 p.m. The meeting has been called by Mayor Rick Brzee primarily to address updating Loyalist Township's procedural bylaw to reflect recent legislation passed by the provincial legislature. This legislation enables municipal councils to hold a special meeting for the purposes of updating their procedural bylaws, such as to allow for councils to meet virtually during an emergency, and for members present in those virtual forums to have their votes counted for purposes of quorum, again, under the circumstances of a declared emergency. This is a welcome development from the province in response to the pandemic. And likewise, credit and thanks is due to our Mayor Rick Brzee for his timely response to act on this important opportunity. That is all I have for this Friday, the 3rd of April. I continue to remind and encourage residents to direct their inquiries for information to the appropriate sources, beginning with Loyalist Township, and including Lennox and Addington County, KFLNA Public Health, and the government websites of both Canada and the province of Ontario. I also remind residents I am personally available via email, ntownend@loyalist.ca, or by phone, 613-217-7371, if anyone has any concerns they wish me to address. I am here for you all during this time, and please do not hesitate to reach out if you require help or assistance of any kind. Thank you.